Hello and welcome to Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever. I am your host, Jackie McKeever, and on Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever, we talk about books, business management, and the mindset. So today's episode, I'm pretty happy to be broadcasting it on multiple platforms today. Normally, this would just go on my podcast and YouTube. However, you can also see a video version of this episode and much more on my YouTube channel. To find my YouTube channel, simply go to www.jackiemckeever/links. And if you're watching this on my other platforms, there'll be a link in my bio. So what today's topic is saying yes to your calling, saying yes to your calling. For those who just came across me, don't know me at all. I want to introduce myself. My name is Jackie McKeever. A little bit about me. I have an MBA and a graduate in accounting. I love business, so I provide training, mentorship, talk about all things business, right? Because I love to help people stop self-sabotaging their success. I love helping authors. I love helping service providers grow by developing a managerial mindset, aka boss mindset, because you are in charge of your life, honey. And I love helping them create a blueprint, a business blueprint, which is help them outline. How are you doing? Thank you for joining me. It helps them outline where they desire to go, right? And I love helping them pivot their business from surviving to thriving. So yes, I've worked with business owners, I've worked with authors, I've worked with ministers, I've worked with transportation service providers. I've worked with different forms, people who even create products, but I have a desire. I have a love for service. So I love working with service-based businesses. And what I do, the things that I do is I help them get productive with the sales strategy, with their business plans, with creating programs, with business management, and serving the people who they are called to serve. Enough about me, y'all. Let's get into this topic. Y'all didn't come to hear me sing, but anyway, make sure you share this episode. So why the topic saying yes to your calling? Why am I talking about that? I like to start off by saying why. So I had one reason why I'm talking about this topic today is I had an incredible author interview, because I told you all I like working with authors as well, right? So I had an incredible author interview with an author by the name of Melissa Hughes for my Behind the Author's Pen series for my podcast. And for those of you who do not know who Melissa Hughes is, she is an author, a speaker, a CEO, the founder of Rich, Live Rich and Spread Wealth. She wrote a book called Soul to Soul, How to Identify your Purpose and Monetize It, Your Soul Purpose and Monetize It. Most importantly, I am talking about this subject because I feel called to and qualified to help somebody take the big leap and say yes. And say yes. This one right here, huh, my loves, is not only for your mind, but for your business blueprint. This is for whatever goal you're hoping to achieve in your life. So if you don't know it by now, I'm also a storyteller. So I want to tell you all a story where I had to learn to say yes to a calling. So regardless, one thing I've noticed about my life is even every time that I try to hide, because hiding is my comfort zone. I'm not even going to lie to you. I am that girl who will take a book, go sit somewhere, okay, read a book and be by herself and be content, honey. I am that girl, that introvert. And it may not seem like I'm very introverted when you hear me talk because I'm working in my calling, right? And my calling requires me to come out of hiding, to be who God originally created me to be. It doesn't mean that I can't spend time with the book. It just means that that's not my only purpose in life. My purpose is serving. And it seems like no matter what environment that I'm in, I'm always put in a position of authority. I'm always put in a position to help guide people in some type of way. And so I said to myself, well, Jackie, God is telling you something, honey. You better attach that word to what you are doing. So this story is about a time where I lived in Little Rock, Arkansas. I was working with a woman that was very intelligent. She was so intelligent. She was very spiritual as well, right? And she knew more than I did. Like, for real, for real. For real, for real. And I believe that the Holy Spirit was working through her to get my attention. Okay, the only way that God knows how to get Jackie to do what she needs to be doing. Okay. So at the time, I did not see how the Holy Spirit was working through her. The only thing I saw was how hard it was to work for this woman, okay? Because she was making me get out of my comfort zone. Why come I, and this is what the real deal was, okay? She was making me be the acting chief of the department at times when I was the only one who was able to show up. She was making me be in charge of the Little Rock section for our department. And she was making me train and making me organize, develop plans, do this and that. And I didn't know that these things would lead me to right here talking to you all about it. I didn't see it. All I saw is that I was stressed out. I was stressed out and it was too hard. It was hard, people. It was hard. And I was sick and I didn't know if I could keep up. I was ready to give up. But let me tell y'all something. But God, Y'all heard people, y'all heard the people in church, the pastor, or whoever say, but God stepped in. But let me tell you that I wanted to give up. That's the thought. That's what I was feeling. I kept telling myself, I need to find something else. But sometimes when you're living according to God's plan and you're living according to God's purpose, see, God will take you on a path and ensure that you go on that path by closing doors. Okay, so let me tell you something. When you see a closed door, and it's not even in my notes, this is extra because I'm going with the spirit. Don't assume every closed door is the devil trying to block you, because sometimes that's God trying to lead you, because he know if that door is open, you're gonna run for the hills. And let me tell you, this girl right here is one of them. If God didn't close those doors, I would still be doing what I was doing prior to my internship. You all would not know me. You would not be listening to me on my multiple platforms. Those people who I have helped, I would never had helped you all, because I would never had gotten the courage to step out of my comfort zone if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, if it wasn't for God, Jesus Christ himself closing them doors and say no. Not this one. But instead, the Holy Spirit was guiding me. So instead of looking for something else or landing somewhere else, I continued to work in the internship. I continued to complete task after task. Even though at the time I did not understand, I kept asking her, I'm like, I don't understand. Why do I need to do this? Can you explain this to me? And she kept saying, I don't know where you'll end up. All I know is that you may not have all these people working with you, and you need to know how to do these jobs, and you need to know how to contact people to get things done. These are the skills that I had to learn the hard way that I am teaching you, because this journey that you're getting in is not an easy one. It is not an easy one. It's not an easy one, but you can do it. Those aren't her exact words, but that's what she was saying to me. That was the revelation that I got in her message. Now, all I had to do was say yes to that calling, yes to that task, yes to the assignment, yes to the assignment, and then invest in that thing, honey. Invest in that thing. Let me say it again. If you for the back row, I had to invest in that thing. That meant I had to put time, I had to put effort, and yes, I had to put money, because time to me is money, and everything in that, it costs me money. Okay? It costs me money, y'all. Woo! It costs me some money. Not to be in that, not to just sign up, but it cost me money. I had to let go of some things that I had going on in order to really invest into this internship and get like really into that thing. Before I tell you the results of the internship, is I just want to take time out to give a shout out to God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ Himself. Y'all, if you don't know, I am a believer in God, honey. I am a believer. I am a believer in God, so I cannot leave this segment or leave God out in this segment without giving you some of today's word. So, speaking of today's word, so I challenged myself to do 365 posts of today's word, and today's word is actually 101 today, right? So I'm almost halfway there. Now, I normally read the Bible, but I don't always post about it. So two scriptures that come in my mind when talking about the calling is about goal comes from the writings of Paul. He wrote about the calling, like in Romans 1:6, he mentioned including yourself who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. And 1 Timothy 2:4 says God desires everyone to be saved and continue to knowledge the truth. Okay. And for me, in my calling, the truth was I was called to do more. I was called to lead. This is the reason why, no matter what platform or situation I'm in, I'm always put in a position of leadership, whether that be leading a group, leading an organization, managing, organizing, leading somewhere, giving somebody a word of motivation. I like to say motivation and not inspiration, right? Because when I think of motivation, I think of the word move, because in order for you to really, that word to really mean power, that word to really be effective, and that word, even though I'm not wearing that's a word t-shirt, you can purchase my t-shirt by going to that same link, www.jackiemckeever.com/links, right, and purchase your That's a Word t-shirt. In order for that word to have meaning to it, you have to move on it, okay? You have to put action behind what you're thinking. You have to put action, how the Holy Spirit is leading you, how your gut is compelling you, okay? And you have to invest in that thing. Anyway, back to the story. Back to the story. So in the end, she was right. I ended up using my skills, what I've learned in leadership, and some things I've learned through living, you know, through life experience, both good and bad. I told you all about the closed doors, being able to translate what God is trying to tell you through your life experience, or to interpret it, and then regurgitate or output that thing so that others can have an amazing impact is a beautiful thing. And only the big man himself could have done that. It was not me, okay? It's from answering yes to my calling and investing my time, my effort, and my money into what I believe I was called to do. And those are the things that you have to do if you feel like you are called to do something. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to do what I'm doing, because everyone has some type of calling, but everyone doesn't answer yes. There are many people, and this is a saying that Miles Monroe says, many people are in the graveyard, did not answer yes to their calling. So there are many inventions that were not created that were buried. Books weren't written, businesses weren't created. They were not able to impact in the way that God meant them to impact. It is my belief that those listening to this and sharing this this podcast, this video, will say yes to their calling and invest in that thing. Okay. That is a real word, honey. That's a word. But guess what? You know what? Sometimes answering your call is scary. It was scary. Okay. There are so many different elevations, so many different levels. I had to graduate with both mentally, physically, to even be talking to you today. Y'all, it is not just about submitting paperwork. There is a whole level of mindset of traumas we have to let go of. We have to stop stepping on our feet. And it's scary if you are doing it by yourself. But here's the good news. You don't have to do it by yourself. You don't. So I have a business blueprint and mentorship program that you can enroll in simply by going to www.jackiemckeever.com/links and signing up. This program is for authors and service providers. If you have a service, now I've told you all, I've worked with truckers, nonprofit, pastors, authors. I've worked with people who had transportation businesses, who have product-based businesses. Listen, you simply go to www.jackiemckeever.com/links and sign up. If you're ready to say yes to your calling and then invest, you want to enroll. Whatever you do, listen, come closer. Whatever you do, remember your victory starts with a real chat. Your victory starts with a real conversation. Your victory starts here. Thank you all for joining me on this episode of Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. I'll see you next time, loves.